Blackstone Audio presents The Sweet Science by A.J. Liebling. Dedication to Whitey, Freddy, and Charlie, my explainers. Forward by Robert Anazzi. No one wrote about boxing better than A.J. Liebling. This is saying something, as the competition is pretty fierce, running as it does through Norman Mailer all the way back to the Aeneid. Liebling's first boxing essays appeared in the 1930s, but his great run didn't start until 1951. Between that year and 1963, he churned out 34 pugilistic masterpieces for The New Yorker, a publication that cared little for the sweet science of bruising, but appreciated Joe Liebling. The balance of the essays are collected in A Neutral Corner, 1990. Liebling wasn't a boxing writer per se. A man of commodious inclination, he wrote with equal facility about the racetrack, World War II, France, the press, politicians and other con men, the lowlife, and food. Yet boxing held a particular allure for him. He had boxed enough to enjoy the niceties of the sport, and the characters of the prize ring provided abundant material for his writing. I like to think that Liebling was foreordained to write about boxing. The first newspaper article he remembered reading at age 7 was about an Oklahoma fighter. Tellingly, boxing analogies and anecdotes permeate his non-boxing books, such as Between Meals and The Telephone Booth Indian. On boxing, Liebling is a joy to read. It would be redundant to list the many virtues of his prose, like handing out an instruction manual for a sunset. More useful, perhaps, is to mention what he doesn't do. These essays avoid the dazzled mystification of much literary boxing prose.